USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer signaled that he would start the reconciliation process on Wednesday that could open the door to pass President Biden's infrastructure plan with a party-line vote. That process could ultimately mean that the president's American Jobs Plan and American Family Plan could be passed with simple majority votes instead of needing the usual 60 votes. He told reporters he wants to hold a vote on a budget resolution in July.
We hope to get the budget resolution, which is, you know how it works. The budget resolution has the big top line numbers, needs 50 votes, has to go through reconciliation, and then you work out all the details. But we hope to get that first budget resolution on the floor and passed in July, as well as the bipartisan proposal.
Schumer said he also plans on bringing a smaller bipartisan infrastructure bill to the floor next month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
The most populous state in the nation has lifted most of its COVID restrictions. Lance Pry reports.
California is lifting COVID-19 restrictions in the state Tuesday. Bars and restaurants can open fully, social distancing rules are cut, and fully vaccinated folks can stop wearing masks in most situations. Still, conflicting messaging from California officials has one restaurant owner scratching her head. Cynthia Ariosta on Fox News.
Do our vaccinated employees need to mask, not mask? Cal OSHA's messaging is different than the governor's messaging. Maybe Thursday it'll be clearer, but it might be June 28th. And it's just like, I have employees going, can I take this thing off now? I'm vaccinated.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo also announced that most COVID restrictions in his state would be lifted. At a Tuesday press conference, Cuomo said that the state had reached the goal of getting 70% of his residents vaccinated with at least one dose, so restrictions on commercial and social settings were lifted. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Ah, Fibbies, help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Former CDC Director Robert Redfield says he believed the coronavirus came from a Chinese lab early in the pandemic. Tim Berg has more.
The former CDC director is defending the theory that COVID-19 could have leaked from a Chinese lab. Robert Redfield telling Fox News the spread of the virus was not consistent with other deadly coronaviruses such as SARS and MERS.
There's an alternative hypothesis that it went from a bat virus, got into a laboratory where in the laboratory it was taught, educated, it evolved so that it became a virus that could efficiently transmit human to human. My professional opinion as a virologist is that's the hypothesis that I support.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A bill to make Juneteenth a federal holiday unanimously passed the Senate on Tuesday. The holiday, which is celebrated on June 19th, commemorates the abolishment of slavery and is recognized as a holiday in several states. The bill, sponsored by Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn, now heads to the House. And Major League Baseball will start suspending players for using foreign substances starting next week. ESPN reporting that the league will crack down on pitchers who use any substances to enhance their grip, from pine tar to spider tack. Violators will reportedly be hit with a 10-game suspension. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.